What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Big Thing. What a show it's going to be. You saw the thumbnail. You know, the wild man himself, Josh McCoug, is back in studio with me. On The Big Thing today, we are going to be talking about, well, at least I saw Jungle Cruise, so I'll talk about that a little bit, do the review on the Jungle Cruise, as you see in the title. We're going to talk about my disappointment in Prince Street Pizza in Los Angeles. That's something that we're going to have to get into a big conversation about. And the wild man's here. We got to talk TV. It's the wild man. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to catch up and see what the hell this new dad's been doing. Let's get into it. Come on. All right, everybody. Welcome back to The Big Thing. Today's big thing is going to be about the Jungle Cruise. New movie with Rock, Emily Blunt. And the movie comes out tomorrow. Or whatever. Yeah, tomorrow. Friday. This airs on Thursday. I'm not going to bullshit and tell you we're doing this live. You're not a moron. Unless you haven't gotten your vaccine. Oh, I'm just kidding. Are we getting political this early in the morning? Ladies and gentlemen, enjoying this wonderful day with me is the one, the only, wild man, Josh McCoug.
Hi, Christian.
How you doing, buddy?
It's been so long, Great to see you.
Well, it has been in a lot of different ways. Yeah. And obviously the first of that being we talked about right before you started. You hadn't even been in here. You've been on SEN.
Last time I was here, you were starting to put it together. We were going to Rambo screening.
That's right.
Yeah.
Smoked a little doobie.
We did.
Got out there and watched it.
And then who knew? We enjoyed the show, and there was it's a racist movie. I'm like, yeah, I didn't know that. I did not
see it as a racist
movie.
I thoroughly enjoy that movie. I watched that movie recently.
He blows up everything.
He does what he does in every movie.
It's awesome.
It's
awesome.
So much so that, remember, Stallone featured our clip on his Instagram.
Yeah, he loved us talking about it.
Of course.
Because we were in that theater losing our friggin' mind.
Going to Disneyland.
It was awesome.
And
we walked out, and there were so many of those stupid movie critics that are like, I mean, the derivation of the thought process for this movie. And I'm shut up. It's Rambo. And he's a murderer, maniac, awesome dude.
You and I were like,
let's go. Blow more shit.
They're talking about doing another one.
Good.
I can't wait.
Do more.
I want him to be 95 years old.
Me too.
Not move anywhere. Because in the fourth Rambo, it was the most realistic out of all of it because he got so tired as an old man. At one point, fire his head. But then he's like, fuck this. I'm not running around anymore. He runs for one scene in the jungle. Yeah. He just jumps. That's exactly what I want Rambo to do. And even in the last one.
Eyes go dark. Blows up everything.
Yeah. And he's running through his own NOM tunnel that he built. It's nutty stuff.
It's awesome.
It's great.
Keep making Rocky and Creed movies. Keep making Rambo movies.
Yeah.
You know, Stallone, the best part about Stallone is that he knows who he is.
Absolutely. But that's the other thing is that there are movies for everyone. The stupidest thing that gets tweeted out that I don't understand is when people say, oh, they don't make new material anymore. Do you not have streaming services?
Yeah.
That's all you get new stuff.
You're dumb.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, that's all you get.
Yeah. And the streaming services now, people are sleeping on a ton of Apple TV stuff. They're sleeping on Peacock stuff.
Yeah.
They're sleeping on, Netflix, Amazon Prime aside, Paramount Plus is coming out with stuff.
And Paramount Plus is better. Although the reason I signed up for Paramount Plus was that
Yellowstone.
I had seen that. I think it was just the Paramount app that I was able to see it at one point. But I did like that show.
Yeah.
But no, it was that silly Infinite movie with Mark Wahlberg and who the hell else is in
that? We watched that. It was pretty good. Okay.
Oh, that was terrible.
It was fine.
The premise of it was good, and then it just falls off a cliff.
I mean, have you seen the trailer for the new Mark Wahlberg one where he's like, well, I think it's based on a true story. He's walking across the country to
end
bullying. The trailer looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But I feel like Mark Wahlberg movies like that.
Be careful what you say, Josh.
Just give a shooter again. Just give nine shooters.
You want me to do the same thing over and over again? I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to hate on Mark Wahlberg because have you seen his backyard?
Backyard. So he had a good backyard.
He built a golf course in his backyard.
Of course. No, I told you, and I told Ellis this. Ellis still, every time I talk about Mark Wahlberg, he was the first celebrity I ever met. There was a place, I don't know if it existed when you moved here. It's called Garden of Eden. Did you ever hear about this?
No.
It was a massive bar in Hollywood at the time. And I went with some friends, and he was there. And I'm talking a week into being in L.A. Right. So, you know, you go from Florida State, you see Mark Wahlberg, you're like, holy shit, I'm in Los Angeles. Yeah. And he was talking to a group of friends, and I was, like, awkwardly just standing. I'm like, I'm not going to bother the guy. I'm just going to stand here like a dick. And he goes, hey, man, come here. It's like, he saw me, like, standing there. He goes, I'm Mark. I'm like, I know. And then we had like a good conversation. Yeah. Super nice guy. He went out of his way to say, Larry, the guy's just hanging out by himself. Nobody's talking to the motherfucker. Come over here.
I was at Bel Air Country Club. It was a while ago. Yeah. And I was hitting golf balls on the range, waiting for my round. A buddy's like, dad was in town, members, whatever. And Wahlberg's on the range. Yeah. And I was just straight. Like, dude, I was striping it on the range. And he's watching me a little bit. And he's lefty. So he was looking at me and I was looking at him. And he looks at me. He's like, what's your handicap? And I was like, nah, I'm an 8. He's like, nah, thought you'd be better.
It's
good. So it's like a short game. I was like, yeah, fucking short game.
It's funny because to show you, like, I've always wanted to get into golf. I've talked to Finstock and Riley, who've been going out on the course all the time together to get on. Just to show you, I know.
I'm waiting until they get a little bit better. Because our first round was.
You just beat the ass out of them?
Well, it was not about me beating them. It's about
taking time.
Correct.
Yeah. What's striping mean? Because I have no idea.
Like, puring the ball, like really hitting
whacking
it well.
Doing
well.
That's what I thought. So that's why he was impressed at first, as opposed to going, you're really not doing this well, man.
Yeah. When you stripe a golf ball, it has a certain sound.
Yeah.
And if you play golf.
Like when you hit a home run.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that, you know. You're in Yankee Stadium, you hear Aaron Judge, you can hear whack.
Right. You can close your eyes and go, well, that's gone.
Correct.
Right. I got it. All right. Other things. As I mentioned before, I was able to check out Jungle Cruise.
Okay. So the trailer. Listen, I've only been at Disneyland twice. Yeah. I'm waiting until Rosie's of age and she gets really excited. Yeah. The other day I walk in, it's like 5:30 in the afternoon. Moana is blasting and a man is just sitting there with the baby. And I was like, I guess we're getting this princess stuff. Like, she's introducing that princess stuff early because Amanda loves it.
Do you remember? I know you remember this.
Of course I do.
You remember this when I told you. You're like, I'm never getting married. Mm-hmm. I'm never having kids. I'm like, yeah. We had that conversation.
Yep. I will tell you, every time I look at the baby or somebody's like, remember when you said that? The first person that comes to my brain is you.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time, because I remember the conversation. I'm like, All right. Yeah. All right. I tell you that because I'm about to tell you something. Yeah. You will start singing these songs.
Yeah.
You will, as you used to say, I'm not going to see these silly movies. You will want to start to see these movies because not for you, but the enjoyment of your little girl's face when she starts smiling and laughing, you're just going to want to see it because my 3.5-year-old, almost 4 now, which is crazy.
She's almost 4?
Almost 4. She'll be 4 in September.
Oh, my God.
So she's now watching ballet for children.
Oh, wow.
And so yesterday, she's got on the full tutu, going back and forth with this shit on her tippy toes. Meanwhile, the 9-year-old is like blasting through the wall like the Kool-Aid person, the Kool-Aid jar, and just throwing baseballs up. And come on! Yeah. As I always say it, flip. The 9-year-old is a dog.
Yeah.
And the 3.5-year-old is a cat.
Okay.
Because the dog is always like, hey, check me out. What are you doing? What's going on? Yeah. Oh, you got some food? Oh, yeah, sure. I'll eat that. Whatever the fuck. What do you got? Right. The cat. Yeah, I'll play with you. It's like, right now? Nah. Cats, the dog just wants the attention. Like, whatever. What are we doing? What are we doing, guys? What are we doing? And yeah, right. The cat's just like.
On the house.
On the house. You want to pet me? Later. Later.
Yeah. Rosie's super happy. She's like the happiest, smiliest little baby. She's only 5 months old, so she just like now she just rolls over continuously.
Personality's starting to come out.
Yeah. It's super fun.
It's cool.
You know, today she was sitting in her little like bumbo chair, bumbo chairs on the counter. And she just looked at me going like.
Shitting her brains out. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, we just started on solid foods like 2 weeks ago. And so she's like, now she's like an adult. And we're like, you know that feeling? You're like, oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got video of my youngest doing it because I guarantee you I'm going to play it at the wedding. No doubt. Got a special video for you guys. It's like, remember? And the other thing that's fun to do, especially when they get a little older, if she starts getting an attitude with you, because you really can't reprimand a 2- and 3-year-old, dress them like an asshole.
Yeah.
Just dress them like a real asshole and take pictures of it. You know, I've done that so many times where my 3-year-old just looks like, or 2.5 at the time, and she's hiked up pants, things that don't match, looks like an absolute, like, asshole. Like the poor thing, like when European people come over, they don't know the culture in New York.
Correct.
Like, oh, look at the guy in the bus.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this is what I wear in Italy. Right. Make her feel like that. That's what you got to do.
Well, you know, I mean, Danish Christian Harloff, he was very popular on the buses.
He was.
You know.
How have you been, by the way?
Well, so here's the thing. Over in Denmark, you know, the pop, well, like, you know, we had the COVID.
Yeah, but you still do, right?
Well, yeah, you know, we so in Denmark, we were like, forget about it. Yeah. We don't wear the masks.
Right.
We just don't let anybody in.
Not there's like a big gate.
Yeah,
it's
you know.
The Bromstrømmen Bridge, right?
Steinbromsen.
Excuse me. How could I?
And so the first concerts that I saw after, like, you know, the lift of the quarantine was Steinbromsen.
Oh, it was?
She was singing her... she sang her first three classics.
Zip-Lip.
Well, of course.
That was one of the best.
You have to hit Zip-Lip.
Yes.
And then, of course, you have Flugenha.
Flugenha was one of my all time. Because
that was the second album, you know. I remember.
The first time I cried, I think it was in a Chevy.
When she hits those high notes like Celine Dion.
It's crazy.
You know,
it shatters your soul.
You're correct. And then you have River, River, River.
That was a good one. I never got on board with that one because I didn't like the music video.
Well, yeah, and
the White Horse.
She has a lot of trouble with, like, the English words. So, like, music is good, but, like, his lyrics are kind of weird.
Which is ironic considering that you learned English from her music.
I know. That's how life happens. Oh, nice. You know?
It's good to hear from you again.
It's good to see you.
It's good. But you were going into Jungle Cruise.
We went to Disneyland a few years back, and we went on that Jungle Cruise ride, and everybody talks about Jungle Cruise. Like, hey, it's the best ride. It's so much fun. It was fine, I guess. And so when they came out with this movie, I was like, so The Rock is Brendan Fraser in The Mummy, right?
Okay.
Because I love the Mummy movies. Mummy Returns, amazing. I don't, the Tom Cruise one, besides that clip we always played of him going,
Right.
But that being said, I love anything The Rock does, and Emily Blunt is a knock it out of the park every time. So, listen, I'm sure we'll wait until it's on Disney Plus to like it.
You'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's right because, on. So the director is Jean-Michelet Serra, who did, the first thing he ever did, I think, was like House of Wax, but he did Orphan, and he's done a bunch of
movies that I wouldn't see.
Right, but he's doing Shazam, and he did a lot of the Liam Neeson movies. I think he did Unknown.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I didn't mind that.
So, and when I met him through Eric Olson when I was working at Silver, like that's where, and he's a really good director.
Yeah.
He's really, and you can tell how much fun he had with this.
Okay.
The Brendan Fraser thing is fair to look at in the,
from the trailer
from
perspective.
The trailer, okay. But The Rock is way more of a douche. Like
really?
He's just a hardened, like, he's almost got like a Han Solo thing about him where he is not there to, he lies. What I realize? You're going to absolutely lose your mind over this movie because the whole beginning scene is him in a boat and he's just telling one-liners to the people on the boat. And then at one point he goes, hey, you know, I dated a girl who was, she was cross-eyed, but we broke up because we never could see eye to eye. He's like throwing Jay London jokes at him.
Frasier Smith out there?
Have you ever seen Jay London?
No.
Oh, dude, he had this long, like, just crazy caveman hair. And he'd be like, you know what burns me? Matches. And just like, that's fine. We'll just stand here and listen to the air conditioner.
There was this one guy at an open mic, and he probably was stole from Frasier, Jay London, all those guys. But he's like, what's the deal with dry cleaning? And you dry clean your clothes? Aren't you supposed to wash it with water? I was like,
if you can sell it with that kind of attitude,
water.
Yeah, like, I mean,
that was one of those Laugh Factory open mics where it was like me, a girl, seven homeless people, and that guy.
Yeah.
You know those Laugh Factory open mics.
Yeah. I used to watch Jay London religiously when he would come in and he would say, he said, I work at Bed Bath and Beyond. I work in the Beyond section. Some of these lines, dude, you would lose. I gotta read you some of these because this. You would. He was on Last Comic Standing.
Was he?
Yeah, I forget what season he was. But I'm gonna read you some of Jay London's lines, and you'll fall in love.
The whole family. I was back in Pittsburgh for 4th of July, and we were at like this museum, and they had illusions, like optical illusions.
Yeah.
And I just go, it's an illusion, fuck you. And my brother was like, Jesus, man, the kids are around. I was like, oh, yeah, my bad.
I'm fooling you. You don't like it. So it all started when my dog received free rollover minutes. Thank you. I went on a date with a weather girl. She talked up a storm. After all these years, I had the privilege of naming my private part because we all have nicknames. So I named my private part Pride. It's not much, but at least I have my pride. That's fine. I'll just listen to the air conditioner. Keep going. People read me, but they don't subscribe. Thank you.
Thank you.
I saw a stationary storm move. I saw a thank you. Well, I'd like to leave you with a joke. Thank you. It was a year ago. It was a year ago today. Thank you.
He's like the lead up to Mitch Hedberg, where yeah, Mitch Hedberg would absolutely. Give you the gold, he gave you solid silver.
Jay was, and he was something else, man. He was like, he would show up to the Comedy Store in like overalls, long black hair, Long Island guy. He used to box at like a, you could tell boxer's nose, and he, could you give me a ride? I don't have any money. Thank you. and it was just
that's great.
Know. But sorry, jumping back to Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
It's got a really good adventure feel to it, and it's and Emily Blunt they play it towards, because she's like pretty
she's
much
a straight girl.
She's badass, she's done it whether it was Looper or
Left Eye Repeat.
I mean, look at the Quiet Place 2, Quiet Place 1.
I didn't see 2 yet. I've only seen 1, but she's great.
It's good. I don't think you'd be that scared of one, because it's more like a Walking Dead thing than it is like a scary, like,
because Amanda, we love the first one. I think we're just, where is it?
It's on Paramount.
It's on Paramount. So we can get that.
Yeah, so she's really good in it, and she's got it's definitely for families, but he has that like Han Solo edge, and she's like the adventurer who winds up, what's Todd's name in Breaking Bad?
Todd. You mean Aaron Paul?
No, Todd. The
Jesse Plemons.
Yes. So Jesse Plemons is the bad guy, and he's like if Danish Christian Harloff is a flirt and flounce out a kid. Mm-hmm. And he is this guy where he's hunting her down, and there's like this mystical legend that happened in the jungle.
Yeah.
But the relationship,
so it's got like an Indiana Jones
100%. Yeah. Okay, cool. Meets Mummy. I mean, it's got a mummy thing for sure, but it's got I never was a big Mummy fan though. I never really
dug those movies.
You did? Yeah. See, a lot of people did. I never, because I think that it was, and Brendan Fraser I loved in School Ties and all the stuff that he did.
George of the Jungle, when he made every woman cream their pants in one fell swoop.
He was ripped.
Jacked.
He was ripped. But
he looked like one of those divers. Have you seen any divers in the Olympics? No, my God.
It's one of the main reasons I tell people I don't watch it, because it's just too hard. I don't want to see what I
140 abs in one person.
Ever.
It's insanity.
It's like it pops. It's just like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have you been watching a lot of the Olympics?
I love the Olympics.
Yes, yeah. It's my favorite. I love the Olympics too, normally, but I don't know what it is. I just can't get into it this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, growing up as a swimmer, so it's like the only time I get to see my sport on TV.
Yeah.
And I still like follow American swimming very closely, so I like know times and people and who's good and who isn't.
Oh, that's
and
good.
You know, crazy enough, one of the kids from my high school, like when I was going to high school, my high school had a 5-lane aluminum pool. It was an aluminum pool. Like when you hit it, you heard like wah, 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 right? And they just finished this brand new pool, like 50 meter inside pool with a thing in the middle to make it 25 yards, diving well, like all this stuff at my high school, because we had two kids make Olympic trials and make the finals Olympic trials. And one kid came in third, he missed the Olympics by one place.
Yeah.
So like, seen all these younger American kids, because a lot of the kids I grew up swimming with, like Brendan Hansen, was from the east side of Pennsylvania. He was like, he won gold in the 100 and 200 meter breast. And so like a lot of guys that I grew up swimming national stuff with ended up going to the Olympics. Like I knew these guys, knew these names. Now it's like this next generation of swimmers, but it still isn't like, I love watching. And then next week is all the track and field, which we dominate in. And so it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I just get so nervous now about everything. And I'm just like, don't get sick when you're running. Everybody's getting sick. Like everybody. A phone call from a friend fully vaccinated.
Yep.
Caught it.
Yep.
And it's like, it's
now we're in this thing of like, we're going to have to get a third shot.
Yeah. And when I say that, by the way, I also want people to know, because I've been talking about, you know me for a long time. I never talk politics. I never talk about any of this stuff, but this isn't political, right?
Yeah.
This is
science.
This is common sense.
Yes. And don't be stupid.
And for people that were saying to me like, hey, you know, your friend caught it and was vaccinated, so what does that mean?
It means he doesn't die.
They didn't go to the hospital.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it means they didn't go to the hospital and not feeling well, but
it means we've taken this disease and turned it into a mild flu.
Yeah, because the disease wants to jump.
Correct.
For people, I got some guy commenting on this show recently because I was talking about it, and he was like, look, man, I'm under 55. I'm not at risk. I'm like, yes, you are, dude. Yes, you are. Like, and then last night I was watching one of the doctors, and he was saying, look, this is the thing. He's a doctor in Vegas, and it's starting to break out more because of the tourists and everything, too. And he's like, this thing wants to hop from person to person, everybody's at risk. And basically what is going to happen, whether it is a severe thing where you come see me at the ICU or you get lucky and it just messes you up for like a week or two, if you're not vaccinated, chances are you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Like that was when he said that. I was like, wow. Everybody. How people don't hear that.
And how these idiots that are in the hospital and say, you know, a vaccine could have saved your life. Well, I don't fucking care.
I don't care. It's right. Now that I got it, they say that I don't need.
I'm immune against it. Yeah, by the way.
That's actually a report that came out today. Say that's not.
I had a friend get it three separate times.
That's what I mean. It's like. Yeah.
It's my cousin who is a doctor at UCLA Harbor in the emergency medical unit. Was like, listen, don't listen to podcasts.
Right.
Listen to scientists.
Listen to science and doctors.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're all telling you the exact same thing. There isn't one scientist doctor out there, unless you're some like hippy dippy right. George Carlin guy in the middle of the desert who's right. like, you should do peyote instead of getting the vaccine. They all say the same thing. Get the effing vaccine.
I know. Anyway, it's true. I think everybody feels the same way. And we're doing a taping
yeah.
on the Schmodown at the Cantina, Scum and Villainy Cantina on the 1st and on the 14th, New York now, by the way, for nice. Everybody, we just put the tickets on sale yesterday. We're almost sold out already. And that's going to be, October 9th in Brooklyn.
Nice.
So that, and then Spectacular is on, Spectacular is December 4th,
August 4th.
Spectacular is December 4th.
Got it.
And that's going to be, and so all the reason I bring that up is because all of that, you got to be vaccinated for.
Yeah, of course.
But
mandate.
But this is something for you guys, as you see, July 31st, that's coming up this weekend. It is free for everybody. It is the Collision. And as I've told you many times before, we're very excited that we get to partner up with Captain Morgan.
Nice.
It is the original Spice
Rum.
You love
Captain Morgan.
I absolutely do. And in just a couple of days, July 31st, everybody, get ready for Kevin Smith versus Marisol McKee, Dimolanta versus Kelly, Saul versus Moses, and Corruption versus Shazam for the titles. And it's going to be July 31st, 12 p.m. No matter how you choose to celebrate it and stream the Schmodown on Saturday, Captain Morgan is best enjoyed responsibly. That is the captain's orders. Captain Morgan, the original spiced rum at Captain Morgan USA. Go check it out.
Captain Morgan and Sprite got me through half of college.
I'm sure. It's really it's,
then I found Jack tasty. Daniels. I mean, listen, it's the only rum I'll drink. I don't think I've ever had like another rum where I've been like, why didn't I just get Captain Morgan? It's really, do you know what I'm saying?
I felt the same. It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Yes. So yeah, just do you have Disney? You obviously have Disney Plus.
Yeah,
if not, you're gonna get it.
Yep.
So what I would suggest if you guys are feeling like a nice action movie,
yeah,
I
mean, Jungle Cruise,
yeah, it's fun. I think you will love it, especially when he starts cracking those jokes. I thought of you immediately, yeah. and he doesn't stop. There's one part where he keeps telling this joke to all they introduce him in the top, and he's just cracking the one-liners, and they're all like, oh, they're just like holding like, God, this is terrible. And he knows they're terrible, and he's just peppering them with it. And then there's a girl who looks at her mother, and she goes, make him stop. And he goes, I will not stop, and don't talk about my boat. And she goes, I guess close your mouth. His delivery, he's got that rock like wrestling delivery in this one. That it's fun, man. I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I liked it more than I should have.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Who cares? Because I had never even heard of the ride.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't never even paid attention to it.
Well, everybody. I mean, did you go on the Jungle Cruise? The
Jungle Cruise.
I'm figuring out. I'm like, we're in there, and like a snake's gonna come in the boat. It's like
a hippopotamus pops out of the water.
It's fine.
Right? Yeah.
It's like a little crappy boat ride.
Yeah, it's like or what Disneyland. They do at Jaws at Universal.
Correct.
Right? Something like that.
Same thing.
So I never really cared. I didn't even know. I knew Pirates of the Caribbean. I knew Small World. When did we get in a Small World movie, by the way? Eventually, they made every ride at this point. You gotta make it with small people running around.
I mean, you got Thunder Mountain. You got the Mexican restaurant next door. You got to make a movie out of that place because that's the best Mexican food, at least in Irvine. It's good.
It's really good.
It's really good. You got Small World. Small World ride is just them trying to get in unison, just like a chorus.
What Small World is now, if you look at the world today, Small World is bullshit.
Yes.
Because everyone's happy. Yeah. Everyone's working together. No one's hacking anybody's gas. It's like
if they did Small World now, it'd be like one country on fire or the other.
With a bunch of non-masked like little dolls, and all the other ones are piled up. One's got a big Fox News banner in the back. The other one's got a CNN, and they're
blaming Antifa. The other one's
blaming QAnon.
No, we didn't see the people that stormed the Capitol were actually far left. not Mania. Okay, all right.
It's just like, I would, for one day, they should redesign all those dolls.
Yeah.
And just to like, but it's only for like 21 and up.
That's
it's
a prank.
It's a big prank. And they're like, they're doing like, there's one doll just getting arrested. Like, you know, and it's whether it's conspiracy or so he did something really bad.
Some Taliban, stoning a child. You're like, Jesus, it's got dark.
But let's just show what the world, let's show, if you want to show small world, you want to show what the world is. Everybody here is really fucked, and I can tell you, I don't give a shit, because it's all bullshit, and the world isn't real, so please go home.
Everything is bloody. It's like we try so hard to try and be level-headed.
Yeah.
And then somebody says something to you, and you just want to shake them.
I know.
My uncle the other night came over, and he's asked me how streaming works. He's older.
Right.
He's like in his mid-70s. And I was like, well, you know, you just did you got a smart TV. Just smart TV program. He's like, oh, no. Smart TVs are watching you. I was like, all right, I'm just going to end this one. I don't know how to really respond to that one.
I can't even tell you some of the stuff that I say. I just can't. Like, I was talking about it last week with social media. Dude, I promote stuff. I jump off. I send, hey, tickets are on sale. I'm out.
Out
the door. Like, so, what's the deal with this ball? Nope.
Wait, are you coming on the, are you going to be on the 21st show in August here? And it's because it's like right down the street.
Oh, it's right down the street? It's
like
a lot easier.
A mile away.
Yeah, it's just like that's I mean, I had to, I'm going to be on. We're doing this cantina shoot. Well, yeah. What's today? For when it airs, it'll be Friday. So Sunday, we're doing the shoot. I had no problem doing this, but I had to promise my wife that if I was going to do this thing, I had to have a mask. I'm going to have a mask on stage.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like it's really closed and all we're, that
it,
stuff.
This show's outside.
Oh, is it outside?
It's outside, okay. Jamming the van. It's it's like, you know where Fantasy Island is over there in West LA? Like, you know where San Francisco Saloon is? Where you come off... like Sawtelle and Olympic.
Yeah.
It's like it's right down the street. Okay. I mean, I don't even think you're under 10 minutes away from here. Right. I don't want to give away your location.
Right.
But and Sadie can come. You guys want to get a sitter? It's like, you know, all you can drink, all you can enjoy.
Have you ever seen that film Copycat? With Sigourney Weaver. It's my wife right now. She ain't going anywhere. She ain't going anywhere. I mean, I'm gonna have to barrel out the window at 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, good Lord.
And just tell her I'm going back here to watch a movie for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And just no, she'll
that's the other thing we gotta worry about now is like what this Delta variant, like I'm gonna have to reach out to this place in a week and be like, is this show still on?
Right. Well, that's why where everyone needs to be vaccinated on Sunday.
I'm going back. Like, I'm going to go get another shot, like, soon.
You're going with the booster again?
Yeah, just... Dude, I want to go into places...
Pfizer?
Yeah, Pfizer.
You can do that.
I want to go to places where they are firing the vaccine through, like, a spritzer in my mouth. Like, everywhere I go, I want to get the vaccine. If that's what's going to keep me safe, put it up everything.
I saw a funny tweet from Devin Sawa. You remember when we talked to him?
Yeah.
And he said... he goes, this stuff will kill you. Puts down his Mountain Dew pizza and takes a big chomp of like whatever it was, chocolate or whatever.
Everything.
And it's just it's.
I saw the tweet that was like
cigarette is what he said. Smokes a cigarette.
I saw the tweet that was like, you think Pfizer wants to kill you? They want to keep you long enough to use Viagra, you idiots. Pfizer's trying to keep you alive as long as fucking possible.
Yeah, as long as possible.
Yeah.
That guy's rolling around in cash.
Oh, my God.
I saw him last night. It looked like he just sprung off a bag of cash, you know, and said, hold on, hold my gold.
Yeah.
And then he's doing, like, an interview. And
you know how much we're paying for a vaccine? Per vaccine, the government is paying for it? $19.50. $19.50 per vaccine.
Wow. I'm telling you, dude, that guy he's rolling around in cash. Like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. Because we're good. Here's the thing. Around. This disease isn't going anywhere. This virus isn't going anywhere. We're just going to have to keep getting vaccinated year, like a flu shot.
It's a flu shot.
It's a flu shot because it's not going anywhere. So guess what? Pfizer, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Pfizer,
you just bought Denmark.
I'm a Moderna myself.
Okay.
But
Moderna's going to do a booster
fine.
Shot too.
I feel fine.
Yeah.
But I feel good. I feel good. Who's this now? Who's this? Is this somebody that I can pick up? Let me see. Hello? Google business.
You like Mark Riley, who still answers his phone.
I only do it on the air.
Dude, he's still so funny. Hello? No. No.
He gets mad. He got a mess
real
with
mad.
Him.
Yeah.
The other day, we had someone call, and I forget what it was, and I was like, oh. And the guy's like, we want to see if you want to go. What? Are you okay, sir? What? Can you?
I was jerky voice.
That's basically what I was doing. Yeah. I was just kind of go back and forth. But you know, it reminds me. I don't know why. I always have pizza on the brain. But yeah. That's why I mentioned up top.
Yeah.
Did you try pizza?
I haven't because you told me.
Damn, it bummed me out, dude. Yeah. Because Prince Street Pizza is one of my
introduced you.
You did, and I remember from my ex. I remember my ex girlfriend because she worked there. And
okay.
We always were gonna go by, and then you kept mentioning. Yeah. I was like, I might as well go. It's just fantastic.
It's out of this world.
It's really, really good.
Did you get the thick stuff too, or did you?
More of the just regular traditional slice. And so because Pizza Wagon in Brooklyn is the king out here.
Yeah, 100%.
But I was like, wait, well, Prince Street's gonna kick it out of the water. And it certainly did not.
No.
It was really depressing.
You know, Mulberry and Prince Street, at least, I mean, can compete in the same sentence.
You Mulberry back in New York.
No, the one out here. Oh, you don't really like the one out here?
It's too thin. It's like paper. For me, it's Joe's and
Pizza Wagon.
And Pizza Wagon. But that's why I brought pizza. Did you see this fight that happened in Brooklyn?
No.
Oh, I got it. I just talked about it the other day, but I got to show it to you. Okay. It's so old school, Clara Love. Dude, this fight is so much. Like, I have to play it again. I brought it up to everybody yesterday. Let's see. Pizza fight in Brooklyn. So much so, dude, I called the store afterwards. It was Joe's in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And
where in Brooklyn do you know where this one is?
Like, yeah, I'll get the location. I'll tell you in a second. Okay. But this is the, so for those people that didn't listen the other day, this is a brawl that broke out at a Joe's in Brooklyn, and I watched it. I'm not going to tell Makuga anything about it. I'm just going to say then we'll analyze the fight like we always do. But people were going on the YouTube video of it, and they were commenting that they found it from us. So if you want to do that again, that's great.
I love a good pizza brawl.
I think this might be the best. Oh, no. I don't want to see it from there. You got to see the actual video.
Okay.
What were you asking me?
Are you a fan of like the individual Neapolitan like restaurant style pizzas?
Yeah, so,
like,
for sure.
You know, because like Desano over in East LA is pretty good. I mean, I love it. It's probably my favorite Neapolitan style. Then there's this new place, Lamara.
Okay.
On 3rd near your old place over on Edinburgh. Okay. That near over there.
Yeah.
And then Osteria La Buca is pretty good.
Okay.
They got two locations, one in like near Paramount, and they have a new one over in the Valley.
Right. I like those types of pizzerias.
Yeah.
It's different. But if we're talking by the slice, there's only a few out here that can do it.
And Joe's in Santa Monica.
Joe's in Santa Monica. Pizza Wagon in Brooklyn's the best.
Yes.
I can do Mulberry's. Vito's is okay.
Vito's is not bad.
Vito's is all right.
I got introduced to Vito's during pandemic, and I was actually pretty pleased by it.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then same thing, though, has with Mulberry. You can eat 70 of them.
No, I know.
And then
Pizza Wagon is, I will say this, it's really good the second day, too. So if you get a pie, and then you heat up like a pepperoni pie the next day, dude. It nice and crispy. It stays. It's and that cheese.
Pizza Wagon. I can't wait to get.
I'm 5 minutes now from Pizza Wagon.
Oh wow! So do you go often?
Often.
Yeah. See,
I put on some dad weight pretty quick there, Christian.
Probably a reason why I lost 13 pounds because I'm not anywhere near.
We're starting this weight loss challenge next week.
I'm looking for this fight, and I put Pizza Wagon. You're starting a weight challenge.
Me, Ken, and Ikaika Shively, our technical engineer over at the Good People Association.
Yeah.
We're starting August 4th and going all the way until October, like 27th, like three months of weight loss.
Wow.
Because, you know, Ken, Ken loves, you know, Ken talks about his weight all the time. Yes. I talk about my weight all the time. And so now we're like trying to keep each other honest with it. And so, and Amanda, you
What's
know.
What's the goal? What does somebody win? Does anybody win anything?
Steak dinner Mastro's.
Okay.
Gets the winner. Pretty
much, and someone will wind up gaining 5 pounds from
the dinner.
So that can't count on
no.
that.
And Amanda's like, you know, post-baby, she's getting back into working out. So, like, you know, we can get the fitness back going. So my goal is 30 pounds.
I'll tell you what. You want to lose some weight? I'm not fucking with you. I'm telling you the truth. It's fucking Oculus.
Yeah.
Dude. So what I've been doing.
Beat Saber?
Better than Beat Saber, but similar.
Okay.
So there's a program called Supernatural,
okay.
And it's not horror. It's you
Thanks.
Legit have a trainer that you see physical the way you see me, and but they have like Beat Saber doesn't have like licensed music a lot of it.
Right.
This has like full licensed music 80s, like a lot of stuff, and you have to go into the motion of this stuff and the way that you're moving, and you have like a monitor, you pump in what you want to lose. And my goal was like 250, 300 calories a day. I lose burn like 300 to 400 calories on this
fucking
thing
A,
every day. 45 minutes.
How's that thing smelling?
I don't know. You can take a whiff. I don't. I don't. I was never big. I mean, I sweat, but not enough to where it's like you shake.
You got like two headbands on.
Yeah,
sweat through them both.
Yeah, see, but you should try the thing. It's really great. Music's awesome. It's inspiring as hell. They're like, they'll tell you like, yeah, you're gonna have a great day today. I'm like, you have no idea what I'm going through, but I said, believe it though.
We got the Peloton right at the beginning of the pandemic, and Amanda rode that thing up until like 2 days before she gave birth.
Yeah,
and she got back on it slowly. She's back on it, but she's been going to some trainers, whatever. I got on that Peloton, and I do like maybe 20 minutes a day, like 20 minutes in one day, like three times a week.
Okay, right?
I don't want to do more than 20 minutes. I don't like riding the bike, but these females that teach these classes are strikingly attractive.
Okay.
To the point where Amanda comes in and every time she's like, why don't you work out with Cody Rigsby? I'm like, I didn't get in it for the dudes. Okay. I got in it for the girls. I'm just telling you that straight up.
It's very honest.
Very honest. Yeah. I was like, Kendall Toole is, she's it. Okay. Everybody's got their Peloton girl.
Dude, you want to have fun working out. That's the thing too, right? You want to have fun working out.
Yes.
And so like whether you're looking at the ladies or you want to have fun, and this is fun. Like,
yeah,
my friend Scott Herman back in Florida State, who I feel like you would have gotten along with really well.
Yeah.
My other buddy Scott, who lives with us, like, I'm going to the workout. You want to come with me? And Scott Herman goes, let me ask you a question. Why am I going to lift heavy things for fun?
Yeah.
It's like, dude. And it's like, well, that.
But then it catches up to you.
It catches up.
Life catches up.
I know.
So quick.
That's why, dude. You'd be so surprised. I had Kate Mulligan in here going, she's like, oh my God. She's like, and it makes you dance. And you, it's all dancing and all that shit.
So. The other day we were doing Beat Saber because I made it my goal with this Oculus. Like, I want to get good at Beat Saber. It's hard, but it's super fun, right? It's super
fun. I
should
show you this before you leave today.
I'm sweating through the Oculus, sweating through myself.
Yep.
Dude, anything on that Oculus, I'm into it. Especially
you have one? Workout.
Yeah, we got one at the office.
So, dude, download. I mean, so you can do a demo of Supernatural,
okay?
And but it's like it's a fee per month because it's like
it's like a Peloton,
but you're having a trainer, you have a trainer, and then
it's the like the mirror,
the licensed music that they have, they got to pay for, but the music is fantastic. The old school, dude, this one trainer had like Naughty by Nature, Busta Rhymes, like it was like all old school shit, and then like they'll talk to you, they're like critics too. He's like they were playing
he can see you.
He can't really see, but he's talking to you, but they're critics. I'm talking critics of like the music.
The one guy,
he's playing all this old school stuff and in the club comes in with 50 Cent and he goes, you guys ever think 50 was going to get as big as he did? I didn't. I'm like, man, this guy's really, he's letting it loose.
There's a girl on Peloton who does a yacht rock playlist. That's fantastic. Oh yeah.
So you know what to look for. Should check this out. All right. Yeah. So this is that fight.
Okay.
The fight starts right away. So these two characters over here,
okay,
whatever they're yelling about, like you see them, they're already, the three on the side here are already all lined up.
Sure.
So
this guy's going behind the counter.
This guy. This guy is, right.
Yes, so guy.
This is right here. You and I have been in enough pizza places at 2 a.m, whatever. This is around 2 a.m, by the way.
Oh, God. Okay. Shorts.
But a lot of times, this, where they are, okay, you're going to scream at me, you're going to yell at me. That's fine.
Can't get past
it. If you cross here,
you're now in my territory.
It's basically you've walked into my house.
Correct.
And I can do whatever I want.
This you have created a scene of aggression,
right,
Christian?
And now watch. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. And now it's over. It's over for them on so many different levels. So now all the pizza guys are going. They take that guy against the coat. Now watch this. This is the best part. Look, they're all going after him. But watch this one guy in the corner. Trying. The guy's trying. Now look, now this guy. Look at this guy.
It's really happening.
Smacking the guy with the wood over there. Now, do you know you're in New York? Listen to the customers.
He's got the ladle.
I'm still waiting for my pizza, but you're not getting it. I want my pizza. It's amazing.
He's got the ladle.
It's amazing. It's amazing. He's still slapping him with the fucking
ladle. Still slapping him with the ladle, he says. So I called the pizzeria, and I called, and they had, and some guy picks up, and he's like, I'm new here, man. And I was like, yeah, but this, I watched this. I just want to let you guys know, because I did the research on it, and the pizza guys weren't instigating it. They were defending their turf. So I was like, I wanted to call and talk to them. And the guy's like, I just started here. You know, if you want to talk to somebody, you talk to the manager. And I'm like, I mean, I just want to let you guys know what you guys did there. And he's like, I just started here. He didn't want to get anywhere near it. No. And I was like, that's how you answer it if you're brand new.
Yep. 100%. Not gonna work here.
It's like, don't talk about the fight. Let's talk about something something a little bit more topical that's been going on. I just watched season 3 of The Sopranos.
Okay. Yes.
A little topical. But I,
dude, this, we never even talked about it, but that trailer for The Many Saints of Newark looks...
That's why I'm watching it. I'm three...
I'm season 1, night, episode 8 on my rewatch right now. Okay. We just started.
I'm watching at least one... I was blasting through about 2 a night.
Okay.
But I'm doing about 1 a night now. And, like, I'm on season 3 and watching... the Jackie Aprile stuff wrote down. Jackie Aprile was a very different character when he's first introduced in season 2.
Sure.
Until the ultimate idiot that he becomes.
I know.
He's such a dope.
So dumb.
He does so many stupid things. Tony
tries so hard.
So hard. He has that conversation with him at Satriali's.
Yeah.
He's sitting with him and he says to him, he goes, it was different. I told you before, but now with my daughter, this is different. He's like, no, Tony, he's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's different now. Stay in school. Do your thing. Because there's only so much what you can do.
Yeah.
3 is a really, really good season.
Here's the thing. 3 is the last great season.
I remember feeling that way. I haven't seen it in a long time. That's what I'm scared about. When was the last time you rewatched?
It's been a minute. It's
been a long time. So it's like 2007, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping because you... Like me, we're like a diehard fan.
Yeah.
Remember how long we had to wait in between seasons? 2 years at one point.
Yeah, it felt like forever.
Yeah. With the rewatch, the seasons might get significantly better.
Yeah, you might be right, because then you feel like the continuity. I just felt like in the last few seasons, I've said it all along, too much Janice. I didn't care about Janice and Bobby Bacala. I just didn't. Yeah. Cared about Bobby-ish.
His
right?
podcast is amazing.
Is it? It's all about Sopranos, right?
It's him and Michael Imperioli talking Sopranos. And
they go
episode by episode.
What's it called?
It's called Talking Sopranos.
Oh, that's it.
And they have guests. They've had on Stephen Van Sant. They had Uncle June.
Yeah. Did they have Carmella?
They had Carmella. She was like the first guest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They had. No. The first guest was the dude who played Jackie Aprile Sr.
Okay. Because he's only in what, like 3 episodes?
Yeah. Do you know that he was, and this is what you learn on all this shit, he was up for, it was him, Gandolfini, and Van Zant were the 3 finalists for Tony Soprano.
No shit. Yeah,
they were all.
Van Zant was going to be Tony Soprano.
You know, Carmella, I got to, you know, I'm going to talk to Melfi.
Yeah.
I got a problem with my mother. Not very nice.
Your Van Zant is fucking good.
That's just Sylvie.
Yeah. Oh,
Sylvie.
Yeah. He's Silvio Dante.
Yeah. Because Stephen Van Zant, I can't do as much as Sylvia.
It's a shame that, because I love that actor that plays Jackie Aprile.
He's great.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the actor that plays Richie Aprile is perfectly cast. He's such a scumbag.
He's like Al Pacino meets Henry Winkler.
Yes.
He's like a 100% mixture of the two of them.
Because then Richie and Janice get together?
Yeah, they get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to spoil anything for anybody who hasn't seen this. Probably, I guess we already did too much.
Well, here's the worst part, and I gave up on it, was everybody keeps saying, like, you got to try. Amanda just couldn't get into Sopranos. And I'm fine with
the violence?
That. I think so.
Did you start her off on the pilot?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you can't get him on the pilot,
you can't.
Nah, you're not going to get him because
she got really upset when they ran down the guy with the car, which is the opening scene.
If she got upset with
that. And then, you know, the pop pop
in the
Satriali's.
Yeah.
Well, in the pilot, it's Sentiani's or something. It's not Satriali's.
Are you sure?
Positive. Watch the pilot again.
Okay.
It's not Satriali's. I don't think it's Satriali's until like later in the first season.
So they go through all that in Talking Sopranos and they talk about that pilot was shot in 97.
And they sat on it, right?
Well, because they had to do so much. Because it's not like today. HBO still had to get picked up the way everything else did. And then they came back and then shot episode 2 in 98 and then aired it in 99. So that's why you look how significantly different everybody looks. Like, look how different, like, Jamie Lee Sigler looks to episode 1, episode 2.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to an interview with Gandolfini, and we're forever tied.
We were
watching that movie, and he died. We were in that theater at Fox.
What movie were we watching?
Oh, way back.
It was, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they were talking about him auditioning for Tony Soprano, and he said he went in for the audition, and he did it, and he stopped. And he's like, give me 2 weeks. Let me come back and do this again. I'm like, all right.
It's funny you say that because I just now I have shit popping up because I'm watching so much Soprano stuff right now. Like I have all my suggestions or videos. That video, that story just popped up yesterday where they talked about it and they.
Well, because that Gandolfini story blew up because HBO paid him $3 million not to be Michael Scott.
That came from Talking Sopranos.
Yeah.
So they when they were on Talking Sopranos, they brought that up.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Where that story broke. So that's where that. You would love okay, this show.
Well, now
you
got
to
listen
to it. Yeah, it's really, really good. And they talk about all that, and they talk about how it spaced out and all these different things happened, what was supposed to be. Because Silvio wasn't even supposed to be initially part of the crew in the pilot.
Well, dude, in the pilot, he's a minor character. He just owns the Bing.
He just owns the Bing. And the Bing wasn't supposed to be part of the business. Any of that, and they mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then after you sit on something for a year and you go back to it to see if it's going to get picked up.
Got
to
put in the Bing.
It's just different things that are, and it's just saying, well, you know, I got to be honest. I figured tits.
You forget that there are boobs in that first episode. I mean, throughout the whole season, but you forget that, you go to the Bing in the first episode. Rewatching that pilot, the stage is set for a beautiful series.
Yeah.
They just didn't know it yet.
Chase says that he did, but he just needed them to get on board with it, right?
Yeah.
Because HBO didn't like that famous episode of when he goes to college with Meadow
and he kills the dude.
HBO went, no, you can't. This is the lead character of the show. He can't strangle somebody in the middle. And David Chase is like, that's what the fuck this guy is.
He's a mobster.
He's a fucking mobster. That's the thing with Tony throughout the series. Tony does shit based off emotion and shit he shouldn't be doing. Like when he's there with that, with the, what the hell's the fucking kid from Bronx Tale that with Lilo, what was his name?
Brancato.
His name is Bevilacqua.
Yeah, Christopher Bevilacqua. Matthew Bevilacqua.
Matthew Bevilacqua kid is what he said. And he goes there with Big Puss. He should be nowhere near it. But he's there because of Christopher.
And, you know, when Artie Bucco finally finds out that Tony
Bucco. So about
what a great cast. What a great casting.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And so again, stuff that I find out through this podcast, he and Michael Imperioli were like really good friends in college.
Oh shit.
And Imperioli is connected to all these motherfuckers. He worked with, if you bring up Catherine Narducci, he worked with her at one point. Yeah. Like all the stuff that he did and he was working on.
Remember this episode? Imperioli, this episode when Carmella think she's friends and then she does this?
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's a fresh rewatch for me recently. So anything from 1 to 3 you bring up, it'll be like yesterday. But the best part about that was not just this; it's the way that what she does afterwards. And she's like, you know,
it wasn't for me.
I banged your husband, but honestly, it wasn't for me. We all make our choices. Walks out the door, drops the mic, and Carmella's like, oh,
yeah.
It was great. Yeah. What's going on television right now? Anything worth a damn?
Yeah,
that I should be watching.
Well, okay, so the newest HBO show just. Started 2 weeks ago. It's called The White Lotus. It's a really good limited series, only 6 episodes, but great cast. Connie Britton, Steve Zahn, Jennifer Coolidge. The girl that's I think is going to be a breakout star in the next couple years, depending on where she goes, is her name is Sydney Sweeney. She was in Euphoria, which is
I can't watch it.
You shouldn't.
That's what I heard.
Don't ever watch that.
No, I don't want to watch it.
And I'm like. When I had Rosie, I was like, I'm not going to watch Euphoria anymore. I can't do it.
But so with this show that you're talking about, White Lotus, be honest. Did you watch it because of Alexandra Daddario?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Got into it at first. And then, you know, you do see a little bit of boob in the second episode.
Of her?
Of her. Yeah. But she, obviously, the entire world fell in love with her in True Detective. Sexual awakening, and that's when we interviewed her.
You asked her about that,
yeah.
And I thought in a very classy way that was she, and because her answer was phenomenal, and just how she's a really great actress.
Yeah, she's fantastic,
really good, and she's in so.
She's
many,
great in this show.
Is she really good?
Yeah.
At it? Yeah.
And
I
the
saw
dude,
the first episode.
Jake Lacey is the dude from I'm Dying Up Here, the Santino show that we watched.
Yeah, pops. That guy pops up in everything. Yeah,
he's just that actor. Ted Lasso is the best show on TV, I think.
I really like it. I watched the first episode of it, liked it a lot, and then Sadie was like, and then we watched, the other day we watched 2 more episodes, and she's like, she's like, it's fine, but what does everyone love about it? I said, it's just a positive show. It's fun, and I heard it gets better. She's like, yeah, I'm bored. So I'm going to finish it. I really like it.
I love that show, and it's, because it's on Apple TV, nobody sees it.
Right.
It's getting tons of Emmy noms, but still, I think the headline in Variety was like, Ted Lasso is a big show, but still small.
Yeah.
So and that's the landscape. The streaming landscape is so tough right now. I mean, even breaking out like Ted Lasso breaking out like it did, The guy that plays Coach is a friend of a friend in Ted Lasso, yeah. his buddy.
Yeah, he's good, that guy.
He's really good. Yeah. And Sudeikis and him are buddies from UCB or okay. Groundlings or whatever, wherever they did improv. And every time they pitch the show, the producer's like, who are you going to get to play Coach? And he's like, him. He plays Coach.
Right.
And like, nah, we need a name actor. He's like, all right, well, then we're not going to do the show. Right. And so they sat on the show, and until finally his Apple TV's like, all right, we'll do it.
You know what's funny is you say it's tough and streaming-wise, but it actually makes it a little bit more beneficial now, especially after that story, for people. Because think about back in the day with networks ratings, the number that you had to hit in order to be a hit show. Some of the numbers that got shows canceled would be like massive hits for streaming services.
Totally.
Because there's so much shit, and like you just have to hit a smaller number in order to justify the budget and everything too, and advertising, all that kind of shit. And a show like that with Sudeikis, I mean, what can that show do, I'm sure, per episode on Apple?
I mean,
I wonder what it does.
Maybe 600.
But isn't that crazy?
To a million, maybe.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And it's because all you hear about is Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Everybody who watches Ted Lasso doesn't rave about it.
In our bubble, we live in an entertainment bubble.
Yeah.
You go to Pittsburgh.
I guess even on Twitter, you're still
you go to Middle America, dude. They're still
not knowing about it.
No,
right.
I mean, every time you talk, Apple TV, I don't have that one.
Right.
Right.
Because there's so much shit.
You got Netflix and Amazon Prime, and it's not on those. A majority of the people aren't watching it.
Right.
So then you got your second tier, which I quality wise, I wouldn't put Apple TV second tier because I think their programming is absolutely fantastic. Morning show, Mythic Quest, you would fucking love.
What is that?
It's like Silicon Valley, but in gaming, and it's Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
So it's the Always Sunny crew, like a lot of those same actors, same writing team. Charlie Day's a creator on it.
Okay. It's a comedy?
Oh, dude. Okay. It's an outrageous comedy. Okay. You'd love it.
What's the name of it again?
Mythic Quest.
Okay.
So it basically is a narcissistic video game creator that has like a World of Warcraft, and they are like constantly updating it.
Okay.
Super funny. That's on Apple TV. For All Mankind is on Apple TV. That's the space race, like in an alternate universe where Russia makes it to the moon first.
I've heard about that one. Yeah, right.
It's good. Joel Kinnaman's in it. He's like the star of it. Apple TV. What's the other one on Apple TV?
This is why I need to talk more on the phone because I'm always looking for shit to watch.
Yeah.
And there's just so much of it.
So much.
There's so much.
I still, even with Rosie, like pick and choose my battles now because I can't like consume everything. The other two, have you watched that? The other two.
I assume I know nothing.
Okay. The other two is on, I think it's HBO Max. So I would go, you know, Netflix, Amazon, and then your three under are Apple TV, HBO Max, and Peacock right now.
Okay.
Right? And then like Paramount Plus a little bit down. All they've got really is Yellowstone, but Yellowstone is fantastic.
Right.
It's Sopranos.
It's really good. Yeah, no, I saw the first season.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good. Yeah. And it gets better.
Yeah.
Like season three that they just wrapped because they're coming, you know, season four is soon. It's fantastic. So you've got HBO Max has this, the other two. And dude, it's so up your alley, our alley. So it's the other two. It's from basically the same writers as 30 Rock, some of those 30 Rock staff writers. Tina Fey is a producer on it.
Yeah.
It's about a brother and a sister who are older and trying to like make it in New York as actors and dancers, like actresses.
Tina Fey's in it?
She's not in it, but she produced it. And their younger brother becomes like an international like TikTok pop star, basically like a whatever. And they're like on his coattails. Molly Shannon's in the show. It only had one season on Comedy Central.
Okay.
And brought it back. No, it just has the one season on HBO Max. But because it got kind of popular, they might bring it back. Yeah.
HBO Max, I love, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just for the movie selections alone, Sopranos stuff.
HBO Max is crushing.
It's great. Yeah. I like the stuff that I'm able, I've browsed around and watched. I think I watched like Beverly Hills Cop on there the other day. And there's so much.
Easy to navigate, smart site.
Very easy.
And all that HBO programming, because you can now go. I mean, dude, I was watching Larry Sanders' show the other day.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love that. Obviously, as Rosie gets older, Disney Plus will jump up for you because that's all the kids watch, even though.
They are pumping content, too.
Because they have like all that the kids' shows.
Yes.
Whether it's like the shit that I know now that I would never know a million. Fancy Nancy. You ever hear this one?
No.
You will. Doc McStuffins.
I knew Doc McStuffins.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get into like Paw Patrol and Aquanauts.
There's something wrong with your child if you don't get into Paw Patrol because Paw Patrol is like it just finds its way. It's like fucking COVID. It just finds its way somewhere.
Likes to jump.
It finds its way somewhere. And it was I remember my oldest loved Paw Patrol for a long time.
Yeah.
And then the youngest just stumbled into it recently. And it's like, you know, I'm
bitches back.
Chase, Rubble, Sky, the whole crew.
The whole crew.
I know them all.
Yeah. Another really underrated one on Netflix is called Never Have I Ever. It's with, there's no stars in it per se. But the funny part of it is it follows a young Indian girl in high school in Sherman Oaks, and she's voiced over by John McEnroe.
That's bizarre.
Wild.
Yeah. Well, there's two shows on Netflix that people were talking about, and then I just watched two episodes with my wife. How I got her to watch two, I have no idea.
Okay.
That dating show where everyone's dressed up in masks.
Oh, yeah. We can't get into those anymore.
What was it?
Like Beasts of the Southern Wild or something?
It's something with beasts.
Magical. Sexy Beasts?
Sexy Beasts is what it
is. Kate Mulligan made us watch the friggin' trailer.
Okay. So listen. I watched this trailer with my wife. She's like, what the fuck is this? Because I thought it was a TV show because I saw everybody talking about it.
Yeah.
Have you watched the first episode?
No.
Watch the first episode. All right.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Okay, watch the first episode because I went in going, what, people are fucking weirdos, right? So the first girl that they have on here, she's dressed up as like a devil. She's talking to a big fucking rat. and a guy with like a stone face.
There was a dolphin lady.
I only saw the first two.
Okay.
And what I realized after watching, I mean, this is The Bachelor meets The Masked Singer, right? Okay. But what they did brilliantly is they cast morons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you kind of have to.
It's like, because in Bachelor, they get people who went to Harvard. They get people like, you get people inside The Bachelor.
It's the creme de la creme.
But, you know, you can say, oh, they're on TV finding love. Yeah. Whatever. You can build a show out of them that people care about because you're like, oh, well, that's someone that I'd love to see my daughter or my son marry that person.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be amazing. Whether, you know, you can craft around. They don't try to craft around anything in this show and be like, that person is just not bright.
Yeah.
That person's a narcissistic asshole, and they're dressed like skunks.
Yes.
And I was like, it's a great premise.
Yeah.
It's not something that I would say watch the whole season.
Okay.
It's worth an episode.
All right.
Yeah. And then the other thing is this thing Brett was telling me about, which I'm sure you know, it's a sketch comedy show on.
Oh, I Think You Should Leave.
Yes.
It's the best sketch show maybe since Key and Peele.
Really?
It's bonkers.
He loved it. I mean, he was raving.
Bonkers.
About it.
Yeah, it is so fucking funny, dude. It is on another planet.
All right, I gotta check. I gotta watch it because I've been hearing a lot of things. But
it's so quick. I think each season's eight episodes, and they're 15 to 18 minutes long.
I gotta watch it.
And it's your kind of like idiotic, nonsense comedy to the point where you're like, wait, what the fuck is that? It's awesome.
Okay.
And my buddy Sam Richardson, who was in Veep.
Yeah.
He was in that show Detroiters that I still rave about. I don't even know if that streams anywhere, but if it does, find it and watch it.
Yeah.
He's best friends with Tim. So I've met Tim a bunch of times. Like, Tim's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Tim in person and Tim in sketch comedy is so polar opposite. It's like if all of a sudden, you know, like we're sitting here and then you're like, hey, what's your act like on stage? It's like, I go on naked and jizz on people. Like, it is that.
It's nuts.
It's pandemonium, man.
All right, I'm going to have to check
you
it
got
out.
It. And let me tell you this right now. Don't even try it with Sadie. She will hate the first 15 seconds.
I'm sure. I mean, that's
Amanda was like, ugh, this fucking show again. She's like, walks out of the room.
Couldn't stand it.
Hated it.
All right, sure I'll love it, though.
You'll love it.
All right, before we let you take off here, what's going on? What's the latest and greatest over at Good People? What do you got going on?
Things are good. You know, daily positivity report every morning, 9 a.m. Pacific. We got some fun content coming. Josh Brody every Friday. If we still do the live show, you're going to be on it August 21st, which is a Saturday, you versus Mark. As you'll see, Josh Brody is the silliest, fastest game show on the internet for a reason. I mean, it's all either-or questions. It's my kind of comedy.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Things are great over there. You know, we're pitching a couple different things. The board game that I created, Futility, the actual game of living that Ken and Mark have been helping me with, us like developing it. We're launching a Kickstarter because that's the only way to get a board game made.
Yes, it's true.
These days, in about a month, in like probably September 1st is our goal.
For when you launch it?
Launch the Kickstarter. So we've got a bunch of people working on it, a couple different things. And then, you know, I'm still working with Fan Controlled Football. We're like gearing up for season 2 and a lot of things going on, man.
Good.
A lot of things. It's
good
been
to hear
good.
It. I'm looking forward to that. It'd be fun to go, especially if it's close.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm still retired from the Schmodown, but, you know, if somebody wants to call me up from the minors.
Playing the FCL. Do you know who the FCL champion is right now?
No.
So FCL is like the development league.
Yeah.
Well, it's not fan. It's the development league where you get closer to people have can kind of cross over. This guy Nick Harley was over. I mean, like Robert Montagne, late to the party plays there now.
Okay.
There's a bunch of people who play over there. Warfather plays over there now, right, too. So this guy Nick Harley won the championship.
Okay.
And he got Roxy actually drafted him and brought him over to the Schmodown. So he forfeited the title and he gave it to somebody.
Okay.
Do you know who he gave it to?
Brett. It's a flirt and Flaus.
Flaus is the FCL champion.
Should Danish Harloff play the flirt and Flaus
100%
in a match?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would be at a live event.
Yeah, a live event. I wonder what my look of Danish Christian Harloff is. Is it somewhat reserved?
I think that it's almost I think you'd have to get a wig for sure, and then maybe trim them to do something
maybe
with the
mustache,
but like almost turn it a different color. And you've got to have a Strom Bronson t-shirt.
Yeah, Stein Bronson t-shirt.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
That match would sell out New York.
Hello. Yes, I don't know why I'm here, but apparently there's this German man that wants to fight me. So.
I would it's like, because he's a pure villain.
Yeah.
And Danish Christian Harloff isn't.
He's not.
He's like a really
He's
good
just
guy.
A very nice guy. He lives in his
very
house.
Very nice guy.
He's got two children and his dog, you know, just lives his life.
Yeah.
You know?
And we'd call him the Danish.
The Danish Harloff. If we could somehow get in touch with the actual Christian Harloff.
He followed me. He follows my page. He follows my actual fan page.
Oh,
I swear, like he does. I don't know if he did it before Collider Live. I have no idea. But I looked and he followed the real Danish
Holy
Christian Harloff.
Holy shit.
It's great stuff.
God, so good.
It was awesome having you on.
Love
man.
Being here.
It was really good to have you on. And say hello to your lovely wife, please.
And yours.
Yes, and we'll talk and we'll... For sure. And then once your kid starts getting older,
we'll
start doing some more stuff with the
Absolutely.
Kids.
Absolutely.
But, guys, thank you very much. Make sure you check out Makuga over on the Good People Association. Check out everything he's got going on. Thank you to you guys. Don't forget, I told you once before.
Did Saul do this? Who did this song?
This is the old Smokes theme, but in Rocky. This was done years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So, anyway, you got October 9th, Brooklyn. You're going to be there. You better be there, too. So don't forget about that. If you're able to make the Scum and Villainy Cantina on either the 1st or the 14th, do that. And then the spectacular December 4th. You never know who you're going to see it on December 4th. It's going to be a big, big celebration.
Is that here in L.A.?
Downtown L.A. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, guys. Thank you guys so very much. Thanks to Josh. And catch you on the flip side.
Goodbye. Oh, it's me, Christian. I love you.
See you so much.